News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Pharmacists across the country have hit out at the way government plans to introduce a new HRT scheme. They say the fee being offered will effectively have them working at a loss. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been examining the different rates of dispensing fees generally for medicine. Good morning, Josh. Firstly, what are pharmacists saying is the problem with the HRT scheme?
Well, Shane, it really does go back to the fee. That's what's at the crux of all this. So the Department of Health says it will pay pharmacies a €5 dispensing fee per HRT medicine product. This will also come along with a €1,000 one-off grant. But those working behind the counter say this, look, is simply not enough to make it worthwhile. They believe the rate should be €6.50. Now, in fairness, Shane, the argument they make is that when a fee was agreed on the free contraception scheme in 2022, it was €6.50. So they're asking, why has it dropped now?
Yeah. Of course, their average prescription fees around €4.50. Like, there is a view in government they're using this as a Trojan horse to increase that fee up from €4.50 to €6.50, and that's what the real game plan is.
Well, we'll hear now from the IPU shortly, and they said they've done research into landing on this fee. The plans are in train for this to be in effect from the 1st of June, and judging by the pharmacists I've been speaking with, they're not happy to sign up to the current arrangement. So it could leave us in a case, Shane, where women will have to shop around seeking out chemists that are part of the scheme, and then you could have knock-on effects on the pharmacies that are not. I've been speaking, as I said, to the president of the Irish Pharmacy Union, Tom Murray, who says the larger chains are not happy with a €5 fee either.
So to talk to you about the €6.50 fee, where that came from, we have asked Fitzgerald Power, who do an annual review of our sector, to tell us where the point is at which pharmacists don't make any money, but pharmacies don't lose any money. So the break-even point on converting a private patient who currently pays, as the minister has quoted herself, anywhere between 8 and 11 euros for a private prescription for HRT to a state scheme. And the break-even point is €6.46. So 4 cents above that, probably over the course of the 12 months, for example, in my pharmacy, I'd make about €30 a year. So this is absolutely not about profiting from anything. This is about a break-even, which doesn't cost pharmacists to run another state scheme. My business is over 80% dominated by state schemes. So my private business has to subsidise what has been an underfunded state scheme system, where we are actually operating on fees which are in place for 17 years.
Yeah, of course, two points on that. One is that it's open to them to charge their own prescription fee. The minister's made that clear. If you want to charge your own private prescription fee and just provide the drug for free, well, then you're entitled to do that. So they can still do that.
I suppose it comes down to your role or your part in the community. How many options are there for people to go to?
They're stopping these drugs being administered for free, and there is an option for them to do that. The other point I'd make is if pharmacies are so unprofitable and so in the margins, why are they selling for huge prices across the country, which they are? That's the question I would ask. Look, that was Tom there. There are quite a few, I think it's fair to say, quite a few discrepancies when it comes to dispensing fees, though, Josh.
Yes, so the fees, they certainly vary. And a way a lot of the pharmacies do it is that they'll have different charges on different items. And this can come down to the different socioeconomics of certain areas, and then in turn, I suppose, the percentages of medical card holders that are coming in. So I've been in contact with pharmacies right across the country to try and get some ballpark figure, and it's hard to pinpoint, but if you're looking at an average of anything between 6 and 11 euro per item. So to give you a few examples, Shane, a pharmacist in Monaghan told me that for long-term medicine, for something like a thyroid issue, they have a €5 charge, but then for more expensive medicine, the fee will increase. A pharmacist in Cork told me that for something like an inhaler that he would buy in for €50, he'd put a €7 charge on it. Then for cheaper products like a packet of standard enough tablets, it might be €3. I was speaking to a pharmacist then in Wexford who just puts an €8.25 flat rate dispensary charge on all his products. So look, it's specifically tailored to each individual business, and they will combine prices in the back end.
Okay, transparency is an issue though. I'd say most people aren't even aware about prescription fees, or certainly what they're charged at.
Well, not everyone I rang though was open to talking to me about the fees either. One pharmacist made the point that other sectors wouldn't be asked to openly discuss their margins.
That's absolute nonsense. This isn't their margins. This is the fee they're charging their customer. That's not profit margin. That's the fee they're charging.
Yeah, but as we heard there from Tom, that a lot of the business is made up from state schemes. So they,
yeah, no,
they,
I get
they
that.
Subsidize.
I get that. But that's not their profit margin. That's a red herring. It's the fee they're charged. Customers have a right to know how much they're being charged.
You know, I agree. Definitely.
Sorry, go on. And I interrupted you.
No, but look, they're not even, not a lot of them would be comfortable talking. They said that they don't feel comfortable about talking to me about it. And I was also told that there were schemes in the past where pharmacists would add a 50% markup on an item as their fee, and then this would be the profit. But due to stricter rules then around competition in the market, this type of a one size fits all figure just didn't fly. They were also not meant to discuss their prices with fellow pharmacists in a way, I suppose, that would create a set charge that could be agreed upon. But just to mention, these are only the private customer fees we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the medical fees are priced, it works on a different scale. The Minister for Health has said now that the pharmacy, to talk about the transparency, that the pharmacy regulator will develop new guidelines on the transparency of pricing. So it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out. I spoke with Tom Burry from the IPU about the fees. He says pharmacies have to make up the margins, as I said, due to the sheer amount of business that's done through state schemes.
Each pharmacist has their own cost basis to look at. So there will be differences in price across pharmacies. And actually, competition law prevents us from having anything other than that.
Is there an accepted standard of minimum and maximum out there?
I'm not even allowed to discuss it, Josh. I know what my private fees are. I know other colleagues who wouldn't be in direct business competition with me may have said to me what they charge in different parts of the country. It's anywhere from 8 to 11 euros is a fairly standard, somewhere within that range. And that's the difficulty in going down below the 650 is if you come into me and you pay me, for example, 10 euros today for a private prescription, that money's in my business today and it's 10 euros. What the state wants me to do is take 5 euros and wait for up to 6 weeks to be paid. That doesn't make sense from a cash flow point of view.
Would pharmacists be opposed to having to reveal their dispensing fees?
No, none whatsoever. We have never had any problem with transparency of our fees. Never, ever. I've never refused to tell a patient a fee ever in my life, and I have no problem. Every profession in the country charges fees.
Okay, that was the president of the Irish Pharmacy Union, Tom Murray there. Josh Crosby, thank you indeed
thank
for
you.
That investigation.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.